Most people are motivated by fear of loss more than they are by the hope of gain. And it is brilliantly outlined in the book, The Full Fee Agent by Steve Schull and Chris Voss. So use that knowledge to shift the conversation to the loss associated with not moving forward. Let's get real. Most people don't like to be questioned, doubted, or challenged. Salesperson or not, most people dread objections. You say, let's go to the beach on Saturday. You're immediately shot down with, no, I think we need to clean the garage instead. You see, everyone faces objections, right? What if I told you that objections aren't roadblocks, but stepping stones to a sale? Most salespeople hear an objection and freeze up. They get defensive. They think, oh no, I just lost this deal. But what if you could flip that thinking on its head? My old sales coach taught the following script. I am so excited you brought that up. Now, it helps if you believe it. Hopefully, at the end of this podcast, you will be excited to hear an objection. You'll be prepared with the answer and know that an objection is just a sign that your client needs a little more information. It is exciting to know you are moving forward in the sales process. Today, we're going to break down the psychology of objections, the most common ones you'll hear, and most importantly, how to handle them like a pro. Because here's the truth. Every great closer isn't great because they never hear no. They're great because they know exactly what to do when faced with an objection. So rule number one in the psychology of objections is this. Objections are a natural part of the process. And most of the time, they're not even about you. They stem from one of three things. First, fear. The buyer is afraid of making the wrong choice. Uncertainty. They're unsure if your solution is the best fit. And finally, lack of trust. Maybe they don't know you well enough yet to trust what you were saying. But here's the mindset shift. Objections aren't a no. They're a request for more information. The moment you start seeing them as buying signals, your entire sales game will change. And here's another key distinction to remember. Think emotional versus logical resistance. Emotional resistance sounds like this. I just don't feel right about this. Logical resistance sounds like, I don't think this will work out for me because. Now your job is to understand which one you're dealing with and address it accordingly. To offer a logical series of facts to overcome an emotional objection fails 100% of the time, and it's where many salespeople fail. A better response to an emotional objection would be the following question. What do you think needs to happen for you to feel comfortable and confident moving forward? All right, now let's get tactical. Let's talk about some of the most common objections. I'm going to walk you through them and make some suggestions on how to handle them like a master. The most common, it's too expensive. I'll suggest that you reframe it. Acknowledge them and say, I hear you. So let me ask you, what's most important to you? The price or getting exactly the right solution? You want to shift the focus from cost to value. You can talk about return on investment. Long-term benefits, the cost of doing nothing. Remember people's fear of loss. Next, you might hear something like, you know, I need to think about it. Don't let this stall the conversation. Ask them, what specifically are you considering? Most of the time, they already have a hesitation in their mind. You need to get them to say it. Now, we can't overcome an objection that we don't hear, so encourage them to put it out loud. Now, if they don't trust you enough to say it, that is a problem for you too. Many salespeople are afraid to ask. This is a mistake. I'll never forget Newton's law of inertia. Now remember, your sales dialogue has been moving forward. Keep it moving, because once it stops, it will tend to stay stopped and hard to get restarted. Another objection you might hear is, I need to talk to my spouse, my partner, or my boss before I make a decision. First, it is always better to have all the decision makers present for the presentation. I remember being trained early on to ask the question before, will all the decision makers be at the presentation? Try to schedule the presentation when everyone can be together. That's clearly the best solution for this objection. If that's not possible, maybe you can include them by saying, great, let's get them into this call or into this meeting real quick so I can answer their questions too and save you a bunch of time. So here we go. Another one that we get a lot is, we're already working with someone else. Acknowledge it. Say, that's great. That means you already see the value in a professional sales relationship. So let me ask you, what's working well for you right now? Next, where do you wish you had something more? Are you 100% satisfied with who you are working with right now and the service they're providing? Or you can customize the questions for your product or industry to be more specific. Sometimes people will say, well, I'm not interested. Don't immediately shut down. Give it another shot and dig deeper. Say, I hear you. What about this doesn't interest you? Do you feel that what I have to offer won't help you with your situation? Sometimes it's just a polite way of brushing you off. But other times it's a chance to clarify a misunderstanding. You know, I'm reminded here of the reflex no. In the old days, when you walked into a department store looking for a new outfit, a salesperson would walk up and ask you, may I help you? We would normally respond with, no, I'm just looking. Now, that's not true. You know it, and they know it. So when you get that, ask, what are you looking for so I can point you in the right direction? So now I want to talk about a 5-step framework for handling any objection like a pro. First, you need to listen actively. Most salespeople get so nervous about objections that they interrupt. So instead, stop. Breathe. Let them continue to talk. Nod your head in understanding. Acknowledge what they're saying and empathize. Repeat the objection if you need to. Rephrase it if possible, or simply repeat the very end of it. For example, cost too much. Then introduce a third-party endorsement of sorts. Say, many of my clients felt exactly the same way as you do before they learn this, and then answer the objection with a benefit. Make sure to clarify and ask deeper questions. Can you tell me more about that? Always respond with value. Answer their concern in a way that shifts their thinking. Most people are motivated by fear of loss more than they are by the hope of gain. My recent guest, Cassie Winterroud, shared that, and it is brilliantly outlined in the book, The Full Fee Agent by Steve Schull and Chris Voss. So use that knowledge to shift the conversation to the loss associated with not moving forward. Also be aware of what your clients value. For example, they may value trust and comfort. They may value saving their equity. Maybe they want to have a lot of fun in the process. Or maybe they're focused on saving time. Confirm and close. Say, does that help? If so, let's move forward. When you follow a structure, you take control of the conversation instead of reacting emotionally. You keep it fluid, natural, and most importantly, you keep them engaged. We also have the many tools we have talked about in previous episodes, the power of well-crafted questions, personal awareness to be versatile in how we communicate with different personality styles, etc. Now let's talk about mindset, because sales is 80% psychology and 20% technique. Here are three power moves to remember. Stay calm and confident. If you hesitate, they'll hesitate. If you're certain, they'll feel it. And if you lie or say something you don't truly believe in, they're gonna know it. So practice your objection handling before you're in a live sales situation. Role play. Prepare. Train like a professional. This is probably the most abused principle for salespeople I know, their unwillingness to practice. I often hear people say, "I just like to be myself." Well, have you ever considered what your life and your career would be like if being yourself performed more effectively and more efficiently? In order to change and become better, will require some effort on our part. So look at objections as opportunities. Every time someone objects, they're giving you a chance to educate them, to build trust, and to refine your sales pitch. Objections aren't rejections. They're invitations to keep the conversation going. The best salespeople don't avoid objections. They embrace them, master them, and use them to close deals. Before I give you the most important send-off for this week, let me take a moment to give a big thank you to today's show sponsors, Cassie Winterout at M5 Financial. You can reach her at 858-999-1778 and RE/MAX Big Bear Area Experts at 909-866-6161. Their contact info can be found in the show notes and comments. So here's your action step for the week. Pick one objection you struggle with the most and practice handling it in this next entire week. Role play it. Perhaps record yourself. Work it until it becomes second nature to respond. And a next level suggestion, create a mastermind group of your peers. Share the objections you're getting, they share the objections they are getting. Brainstorm possible responses and practice them together. Then go out and find people to talk to, using these objection handlers every time you get those objections. When you hear a new one, bring it to the group and repeat the process. I bet you'll watch your results fly off the charts if you do this. Now, if you found this message valuable today, stick around. We're going to go a bit deeper into the topic of sales psychology. Also, take a moment, if you found this valuable, to share time-tested mastery with a friend.